Hello, hello, hello there. Welcome to another fine episode. Can you get to that? I am your host and big footy fan, Matthew Olsen. Hello, Pip. You knew it was going to be this way this week. You just knew it. You just saw the episode title. You knew. You knew that this was coming.
Yeah. I can't say that I saw it coming. My name is Caitlin Best, and I'm your other host. Now, Matt, question.
Yep.
What's your favorite football club, and what part of the world do they come from?
Rightly so, it's Arsenal Football Club, Arsenal FC, the Gunners, coming at you from Holloway, London.
Uh-huh.
London town, you know?
Yeah. Now, is that where you come from?
Surely not. I come from Kirkland, Washington. Starting to feel a little bit like I'm slipping into some stuff that's south of the equator. And
it's
maybe a little South African too. Let me try and pip cheerio.
I think what you're doing, you know how there's the mid-Atlantic accent, which is like sort of halfway in between two things. I think what you're doing is just like the middle of the earth accent.
It's Middle Earth.
It's the Middle Earth accent, which is to say literally like right just in the center of the British Empire.
Mm. Well, pip, on with it. We have a lot to talk about.
Pip, indeed.
I mean, it sounds like you don't believe I'm a fan of Arsenal. You asked me if I know where they're from. Of course I know where they're from. I mean, I'm a gooner. I'm a gooner just like the rest of them.
Can I ask you some Arsenal questions?
I can just tell you the team lineup right now.
Oh, really? Off the top, huh?
Yeah, right off the top of my head.
Let's hear it.
All right. We got Kieran Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got Gabriel.
Right.
We got Aaron Ramsey.
Right, Gabriel, yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We got Patrick Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Elton John, the legend.
Yes. Very good, yeah.
Liam Gallagher.
Now what?
Not Noel.
Could you,
not
do you
Noel.
Think you could do Noel. You think you could give me the positions of these players as well?
Patrick's right up there in the front. He says engage and the rest of the team knows to go.
That makes sense. He's a natural leader, isn't he?
We got bloody Jack the Ripper, don't we?
Yeah.
We got Noel Edmonds and Mr. Blobby.
Uh-huh.
Both of them. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Daleks. The entire Dalek Empire. People say they look like trash cans. They can't kick balls, but I say otherwise. What else do you want me to tell you about my team? I hate the Red Devils. I hate them. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that with a name like that, how could you not?
Fucking Manchester.
Where do they play? What's the name of the stadium where they play?
Gunner Field. I'm gonna
right, I'm yeah.
Gonna say lock that one in for
and they call
for
it
a
that
million dollars.
They call it that, if I'm not mistaken, because it was a place where guns were made. Right there on the field.
All of them. All the guns.
Yeah. All the guns were made right there on the field.
I can't keep this up much longer.
Okay. You're wearing out, the accent's getting hard.
I think it's time that we fill the listeners in on the thing we teased last week, and maybe that'll give me a second wind in the banter territory.
Yeah, on the banter department.
Caitlin, can you
is that what you mean?
Can you tell me about the cheeky Nando's you had in Chicago?
Oh mate. Mate, let me fucking tell you about the fucking cheeky Nando's, mate. It's like, oh, in Chicago, Illinois, right? It's like, you know, it's this massive bloody city. And it's like, oh, it's the summer. It's just fucking hot. It's like an armpit. It's like a big armpit, the whole city,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
rightly you step
so.
Into the fucking, you step into the fucking cheeky Nando's and it's just fucking pouring. It's just overcast. And it's I want to say 10 degrees Celsius, roughly. And
Celsius, and, my chosen metric for measuring temperature.
And everyone's pretty dour in there, because it's like a little piece of England right in the heart of Chicago.
Now, I have to ask you, did the peri-peri sauce, did it make you feel more or less hot? Was it kind of a refreshing hot? And did you also engage in some top quality bants with your mates?
Well, I went with me bruv, and we had good bants, you know, like, well, the Archbishop of Banterbury is what he is. But listen, the peri-peri sauce, the reason they give you the peri-peri sauce in the Nando's is because you need it to stay warm, because it's just fucking raining in there.
I think I had a lapse of that lapse was definitely not British.
Yeah, I've been lapsing too, for which I apologize.
Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Let me recalibrate again one more time.
Okay, one more time.
I had a lapse of judgment.
You sound like fucking Professor Flitwick.
Perfect. I had a small lapse, and I don't think I understood that it was raining inside of the Cheeky Nando's establishment.
Yeah, it was. It rains right in there. It's amazing. It feels just like London. And everybody's, you know, there's a very long line. Everyone's trying to get on the tube, and I don't know what other England stuff is there. What else do you want to know about England?
Yeah, did they hand you a copy of the new Harry Potter book as you walked in?
They did, yeah, complimentary, just like they give to all citizens of the Queen's England.
Was Jeremy Corbyn there with his Corbyn bros?
You know, they were all there. Jeremy Corbyn. Oh boy, who else? Margaret
Patty
Thatcher
Stew.
Definitely. Huh? Was there
Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady herself?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, was not only still kicking around, but in Chicago.
Yeah, she likes the macho peas.
I have to. We have to stop this, and we have to again apologize at least to Marvy, and anybody else who happens to be listening of the Isles. But how was it actually? Like, you ate there?
Yeah, it's like pretty good. And I was a little disappointed there weren't as many lads as I thought there were going to be.
No lads, no bruvs?
It was mostly just, like, Chicago business people getting their lunch. And it's the thing about it is it's just, I don't know if it's like this in England, but it's just a fucking brutally efficient operation. You go in there, and they give you a table number, and you wait in this long line, but the line moves very fast. And you better be fucking ready to order when you get up there, because, you know, it's like... It goes.
Were you ready? Or did you just kind of stutter and go like, cheeky Nando's?
Well, when you say that, they just...
Your cheekiest, please.
You can say that, and they just choose the best items for you. They just sort of look at you, and they give you what they think is right for you.
They look you up and down and go, oi, bruv, we got you covered.
Yeah.
Anyway... I hope that one day I can experience the true Chicago Nando's experience.
Yeah. You know, it actually started in Chicago, and it's sort of a...
Yeah, no need to go
English
to London.
English people just love it. I don't know why. It's a Chicago thing.
Yeah. Nando's and deep dish. That's what they're known for.
Yeah, that's it.
Any other updates from Chi-Town?
Let's see. No, not really.
No.
Just... No, I bought a cool record. I think it's a cool record.
I do want to say, as someone who has done this before, but for the express purposes of re-gifting.
Yeah.
Are you planning on gifting this record to someone?
No, this is just for my own personal enjoyment.
See, I don't think I would do what you did if it was for me.
For yourself?
Yeah, okay. Which is... buy it based off of the name.
Well, maybe you need to learn to treat yourself, Matt, you know?
pretty sure if I want to treat myself with a vinyl, I'll want to have it for more than just like a huh.
Well, okay, so I found this in the world music section, which is why I don't know if I told you that before, but I think that has an extra
you
layer.
You didn't tell me that before. That does make it a little bit sweeter.
That makes it a little juicier, right? So the title, the name of the artist is The Mighty Terror, and the title of the track, the record, is a single. The title is Anytime is Party Time in America.
I want you to rip that vinyl.
Yeah.
Make a mashup with Party in the USA and get back to me.
Okay.
Get back to me when you've done that.
Will do.
But I'm glad that you've returned from Chicago, and I hope you had fun. I've just been kicking it here in the it actually contracted in size this week, so it's just the
shrunk
large,
a little.
It's just a large apple.
It's just a large apple. So what I found out about Chicago.
Uh-huh. What?
They call it the medium apple, actually.
The medium apple?
Yeah.
Is that an actual thing, or are you just pulling?
Well, technically the regular size apple, but the medium apple is a little shorter.
That's clever. We do want to thank our listener, AJ Filari, for this week's topic, Arsenal FC. We're actually doing that. That wasn't just something that I'm very knowledgeable about and wanted to mention. It's this week's topic. So that's at AJ Filari, FILLARI, on Twitter. And I don't have to worry about having offended him because from what I can tell, he's from New Jersey. So, you know, just across the river here.
Are you sure he's not from Jersey?
From Jersey?
Jersey.
Like old Jersey, like the British Jersey. Or he could be from the British Isles and just happens to live in New Jersey now. So
yeah,
I guess
it's possible. That's allowed.
I guess I could be offending lots of secret British people.
It's always a possibility anywhere you go. You never know. Yeah. You never know where the British people are.
They did invent the idea of the secret agent, so...
That's true. They're very secretive.
Very secretive.
Should we do the thing?
Let's do the thing. Let's click random article and whoop. Oh, boy. Step one is Astroblepis nicephori or nicephori.
Probably
it's a kind of catfish.
And I do want to read what it says at the very bottom of the page, which is that this catfish-related article is a stub.
Yeah, does that mean there are lots of catfish articles that aren't stubs?
There's a lot of different kinds of catfishes in the world, right? There's a whole category called animals described in 1931, or excuse me, 32.
I am 80 to 90% certain that we've talked about the categories of animals described in such and such a year before.
Well, okay.
Notoriously, Caitlin, you purge your memory
banks. I never remember anything.
I'm surprised you remember that you told me you were going to Nando's or Chicago, period.
I actually needed a little prompting, if you recall.
You did?
I needed a little memory jog via text message, but it's okay. I did remember it.
Is this,
came right back to me.
Does this only affect you in the realm? I don't want to get too deep here right out the gate, but I guess we're already talking about it. Does this affect you outside of the podcast?
It is mostly a podcast related issue, I'm going to say.
Cause I don't remember ever being like,
you don't remember me having a really bad memory before?
Just like a really shit memory.
Yeah,
not to put you on blast, but
I think I would say my memory normally is pretty average.
Do you happen to have within reach your year one Can You Get to That shirt?
It's in my laundry hamper, a few steps away.
I kind of want to do a test right here before we navigate off of catfish.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, grab the shirt. Caitlin is grabbing her shirt. She's grabbing the shirt that has all of our episodes from the first year of our show. Here she goes. Do 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 do.
All right.
Do do. Hello. I sang some waiting music while you grabbed the shirt. I hope you
like it when
you go back and don't
listen
to this
Jeopardy
episode.
Music?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
It was my take on Girl from Ipanema, you know.
Okay.
Classic. Starting from the center.
Yes.
I want you to work your way through and tell me which topic first leaps out at you as, did we really do an episode on blank?
Okay. Do you want me to read you the things? Do you want me to like... Okay. So abstinence-only sex education. Definitely remember that. That was the first one. Macho Man Randy Savage. Definitely remember that.
Because we didn't actually know that much about him.
Yeah, I mostly just know that video where somebody turned the Skyrim dragon into Randy Savage.
So you mostly remember that and not recording the episode, but okay.
Yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Obviously remember that. The OC. Definitely.
Right.
Ancient astronaut hypothesis. That's a strong maybe.
Okay, you took a photo of me because that was when I was in the depths of my immediate post grad unemployment, and I let my hair get very long.
Yeah,
I pretended like I was the ancient aliens guy. You don't remember
I do remember that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Street Fighter, definitely remember. John Titor, who could forget?
It's one of our most popular eps.
Yeah, one of my favorite topics. MacGyver, yeah. Lisa Frank, yeah. List of Salads, yeah. Okay, H2G2.
I had an inkling it might be this one. Do you have any recollection what
I don't
the fuck
even
that
know
is?
What that I don't even know what that is, Matt.
So like 10 episodes into our collection, like you're just like, or not even that, you're just gone.
Okay, but just to be clear, I remember the ones after that. Like all these ones immediately after that, I remember.
H2G2 was probably one of our most meta episodes. That's the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy version
of
Wikipedia.
That's right.
Like the real online encyclopedia that tries to be the Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I remember it now.
Now that I say it.
Okay.
All right. This experiment's over. How does your shirt fit?
It fits great. I love it. I wore it on my trip.
It's nice and breezy.
It's really breezy. It's very soft. And it's a nice color.
It doesn't, the sleeves don't kind of do that thing that cheaper t-shirts do where they just make your arms look tiny. Like, the sleeves...
Because
they're made out of, like, thicker material or, like, sewn in a weird
way. Yeah, they're too cone-shaped on some shirts.
Too cone-shaped, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Should we click on Columbia?
Yes, definitely.
Because they play the footy, right?
They love the footy there.
All right, step two, Columbia.
I didn't know that was their flag.
That's... What?
Oh, I did.
It's a three-color field, and it just so happens that yellow gets twice as many as the other colors.
Yeah. I have to say any true football fans probably know. just putting that out there. But I get it. You only watch Arsenal, so.
I only watch Arsenal. In fact, when the Arsenal team is on the pitch, I cover up the other team with my hand.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even want to see. And if you've never tried that, it makes football a hell of a lot more exciting because you're like, I don't even know if they're mounting a good defense or offense.
Where is the ball going to come from? You have no idea. And it's so convenient that football is one of those sports where all of the players on each team stay on the same side of the field always, like in dodgeball.
Yeah.
Because it'd be really hard to do that otherwise.
Think about this, though. You've got the teams... They're out there. They're playing. They're not too close to each other, so you can cover up one team with your whole hand. You just kind of put your hand in front of your face when you're at the pub with your bruvs.
Right.
Slamming back some
pints
of bitters.
Yeah, that's it.
Bitters. Yeah.
Warm bitters.
Warm bitters. But imagine this. You keep that up long enough, you still don't see the other team. For all you know, the other team has just kind of formed into a blob. Mm-hmm. They're all running in a pack very close to one another.
Yeah.
And, I'm not enough of a footy expert, I'll admit it, to know whether or not that would confer them a tactical advantage, but you're never going to think about that if you're watching real footy, because it doesn't happen. But just imagine, what if they all stood real, real close to one another?
You know, it's a strategy. The disadvantage is that obviously you can kick it right around them, but the advantage is that if all of your football men or football women are in one blob, you can kick the ball just very hard doing that.
Yeah, no, you're harnessing that. You're trading off the coverage aspect for,
yeah,
you get everybody together in one place and you put all that horsepower together and those strong legs.
All those boots. That's 20 boots.
That's a fucking power kick. You will obliterate somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else.
It'll just
knock the goalie right back into the goal, and that counts as a goal, by the way.
It counts. You bet your ass it counts. It's the football equivalent of the Kamehameha.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's like the football equivalent of Kamehameha, sort of, but if you had to be Voltron to do it, like if you had to combine your constituent parts into one to have one mega kick. So it's kind of, it's kind of like a couple different anime sources. Did you ever see? Sorry, I feel like I've gone on a somewhat lame bit, but let me salvage this.
Sure.
Did you ever see Shaolin Soccer?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that a fucking sick movie?
It was a fun flick.
Is that all you gotta say?
Yeah, that's what I have to say. It's been years since I've seen that movie. And I remember there were monks and they played soccer and they did some cool tricks out on the soccer pitch.
I would think you would love it as someone who likes footy and The Matrix, because it's basically just it's basically just a mashup of the two. Like, it's what Neo would look like if Neo played footy against the machines.
Yeah, that's true. The thing is, when I saw it, I was in my not liking sports phase.
Wait a minute.
So,
I don't think I've ever really thought about this. You had a not liking sports phase?
Have I never told you this?
When did you? No, give me the whole fucking origin story of you liking sports.
So I mean, deep down, I've always liked sports, and I've always like been attracted to sports. But I just, like, you know, when I was a shitty teenager, I had this phase where I was like, oh, sports are for dumb people. I only use my brain.
Because, you know, everybody who plays a sport just acts purely on raw animal instinct.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't get that soft, that nice T to punctuate at the end. I didn't get that. Instinct.
I was gonna say the best athletes, they don't even, like, you can't trust them with anything outside of the football pitch.
I mean, have you seen David Beckham try to be an underwear model? It doesn't work very well.
Yeah, he doesn't even know where to put the underwear.
And you need your fucking brain to be an underwear model, I tell you what.
You do, yeah.
You need to know.
You gotta know which angles are your angles.
You gotta know exactly what degree to offset yourself from the camera to highlight your package at.
Exactly, yeah.
What casts the best shadow on that package?
Gotta optimize the shadow package. That's the whole thing, isn't it?
No, it's the package shadow. The shadow package is a different, more nefarious thing.
That's like a higher. That's a higher level of underwear modeling. Like, you don't. They don't tell the novices like David Beckham about that.
Whenever you see a underwear package, but they don't picture the whole torso. It's just zoomed in on the waist area, and yet you're still like, damn, that's a, oh man, that makes me want to buy underwear, and it's very attractive. That's the work of a guy with a shadow package.
That's the shadow package. That's the shadow package. It's just you can just put it wherever.
Wherever, in whatever
you could
framing.
See it, you could be a picture of a man's face,
and you'd be like, "Damn, that package!
That package! I,
It's only manifesting in my mind's eye.
Do you remember in the 2000 presidential election, there was that ad for George W. Bush? Do you remember this?
The ad about his package?
Yes, that's where I was going with this. But it didn't it didn't show his package. It just there was like a frame in the ad. It just flashed the words huge package.
Wait, what? Are you making like a really like out there bit right now, or is there actually an ad that you're trying to refer to by some kind of subliminal?
It's both.
Okay. Because I think I would remember if there was like a subliminal dick size suggestion in a presidential ad.
It wasn't. There was a subliminal message. It was not a dick size thing. Well, I don't remember.
What was the message? Maybe.
You don't know about this? I have to look this up because I was 9 at the time.
Jeez. I mean, you're going to...
Yeah,
you're gonna
rats.
Pull up a... Rats?
Weird. Here, yeah. Here we go from The Guardian.
Dirty rats leave Gore a subliminal message.
It was only visible for a 30th of a second, but here's proof the gloves are really off.
What the fuck?
You don't remember this?
No.
I guess you were 7.
I guess I was just 7.
And I was 9, so...
So you were a woke 9-year-old.
I was very woke. That's the first election I remember really being aware of.
I mean, same, but otherwise I would have had to be aware of who ran against Clinton in 96?
Bob Dole.
Dole, right.
Actually, I was sort of aware of that one, but not... I didn't get it, you know?
Buried somewhere in my memory banks, there's like... people saying Bob Dole on TV that aren't just that Simpsons episode.
You might be... Okay, I was going to say you might be thinking of the Simpsons episode.
No, that one's the cultural artifact, I think, that has outlived that election strongest.
Well...
What?
Oh, that election. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
That election.
Yeah, that's...
In,
I would
in
say
pop
that's
culture,
true.
That's like the thing that people still think about related to it.
Yeah. That's probably true.
I don't know. Maybe there's like some Mad TV sketches or something that were really fire. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Colombia.
Yeah, so we got... Oh, man, Colombia is a mecca for roller skaters. Who knew?
Weird.
Huh. Yeah.
Does that mean that they go to play the roller skating, or do they worship it there?
It's
Are we talking
the,
figurative
everyone,
mecca or literal mecca?
Well, so if you're a roller skater, if you're a really serious inline skater,
mm-hmm.
you always skate in the direction of Colombia.
Oh, okay.
And so if you want to go another direction, it's too fucking bad. You got to walk.
There's this weird part of my brain that thinks what you just said is maybe the most offensive joke we've ever made on the show, even though it's not. It's really benign.
I hope it's benign.
But there was a part of my brain that was just like, whoa, Caitlin, whoa. Anyway.
Yeah, please tweet at us if that was offensive, and if so, I apologize, but...
Please just tweet at us more. We like it. Be angry. Be angry and tweet at us. We don't care. We like the attention.
I'm going to click on football.
Okay. Football. Step 3. I wagered that this one was going to be kind of a no-brainer topic.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we were going to land on a sports stub.
Yeah, which might have been even better. But, you know, it's the world sport that we're in the wheelhouse of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't the Rio games starting right now?
Today, yeah.
Shit.
As the day we're recording. But also there have already the soccer tournament has already started.
Oh, really? Is it just so sprawling that they're like...
It's because it would be too many. I mean, it's already like it's like an insane number of games in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, they're like, opening ceremonies are nicer and all, but like just
like,
start with the footy now. Come on.
Like people will die. Football men and women will die if we try to pack this into the 2 weeks.
There's always the concern that the facilities with the Olympics now are being rushed, even in the most like most well-funded territories, because they're always pushing to go like bigger and better, and you know they have these tight timetables. I think there's a satirical show on BBC about the London Games,
mm-hmm.
and like it was like Veep, but they're trying to like make these fucking buildings and satisfy the requirements of like putting on the games and stuff.
Yeah,
it just seems like a logistical nightmare. But then also, no matter what the like other health concerns are, for at least some subsection of the sports, it seems like they just pick the worst place in the world possible mm-hmm. to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of those athletes, no matter what, no matter if it's a matter of pollution or whatever, maybe it's a smaller scale problem that only affects, say, like beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns out that they're having beach volleyball on a court where all of the sand is going to fucking cut your feet. There's always at least one small group that seems fucked by the Olympics and then has to like basically play their games on hard mode.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time. And you think it's already hard enough. Like, come on. That's my point.
I'm going to be real with you. I lost
respect to the athletes.
I lost the thread there. I mean, it seems like there's always concern, you know? All I got out of that is that sometimes beach volleyball players are made to play in glass.
Well, I mean, that is what's happening in Rio, from what I've heard.
Right. Which, like, I mean, you know, you just wear shoes, you know?
The whole thing about beach volleyball, it's not unlike footy, mm-hmm. you know? It's about your connection to the ground.
Yeah. Definitely. And, all about the earth.
All about the earth beneath your feet. Mm-hmm. Only instead of cleats, you just want to be right up in it. You want to get your toes sunk in it.
You want to squint your toes in Mama Earth.
In Mama Earth. And you can't squint your... Have you tried squinching your toes in glass, Caitlin? No. Get back to me when you tried that. And then you disrespect the effort that our world athletes are putting in.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, no argument there. I'm going to click on association football around the world. Oh, wait, no. Okay. I'm going to click on Premier League. Never mind.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, that's better. Premier League.
Yep, here we are.
Step 4.
Premier League.
So this is starting up again in a couple of days. Am I correct?
Well, I think it's a little more than a couple, but it's
the right cycle soon. Will start anew.
Yes. The witching hour is upon us.
I mean, here we go.
Here we are.
We've got the link.
Should I click on her?
Yeah, let's click on it.
All right.
5 steps. Arsenal FC. There we go.
Pretty efficient. Now,
are you an Arsenal fan?
You know, I've never gotten into the Premier League. I have to say, if I have to pick a club, if I have to pick a Premier League club, it's probably Liverpool.
Really?
Really.
How do you pick if you're someone who's only like who's as into football as you are, so you know about it?
Yeah.
But you know a lot about it, but you're not into the Premier League. How do you pick then if you were forced to? Like, I'm basically forced.
I just like here's the thing. So like I'm from America, you know? I don't have any kind of connection to any of these clubs. So like, how do you fucking pick? I like Liverpool. They have a good vibe. I just feel like they have a good vibe. They have this manager. He's a German fellow. His name is Jurgen Klopp. And he's just like...
Jurgen Klopp?
Yeah, and he's just like the nicest dad you could ever imagine. Like, just imagine that you have like a German classmate, perhaps at your high school, and you get invited to the Klopp house. And imagine Jurgen just... in the backyard, just flipping bergs, just telling dad jokes, and just like kicking the football around with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that I
did have a German classmate
yeah.
With very German parents
yeah.
in high school, but I don't think I ever met his dad. And now I'm feeling kind of like, man, maybe I missed out on meeting a cool Jürgen type.
Yeah, you probably did.
Dang it.
Anyway.
That's why they're your favorite, theoretically.
That's one of the reasons. I mean, like I said, you know, they just like, oh, they have a good vibe. They sing this song. They sing You'll Never Walk Alone before every match, which I think is like a really nice sentiment, you know? I don't have a good reason for any of this.
Well, you don't have to.
That's my feeling about following any sports team that is not like in your city. Because either you pick like the best one and follow that one, or you just pick one that you have like a good feeling about for some arbitrary reason, you know?
Because their coach is like a chill German dad.
Exactly.
For
yeah.
For instance. Okay. All right. Where are we at time wise? You've got the uninterrupted recording of this week's episode going.
A cool 42 minutes.
All right. You know, we're sports players in our way, and I say it's time that we try to beat our five steps
on
this one.
Let's fucking do it. Let's go.
Round two.
Random article. The Highbinders.
Step one, The Highbinders.
A 1915 American short crime film directed by Todd Browning, Todd with 1D. The preservation of the status of the film is unknown, suggesting it may be a lost film.
Another lost film.
What was the name of the other one? Do you remember?
Oh boy, it's in my other notebook. I can maybe pull it up.
You see, I remember that we landed on another lost film.
I'm kind of shocked.
Are you proud of me?
There's a tear welling up in my eye. Not because like it shows that you're more committed to the show, but that maybe your memory problems are receding.
This is a racist movie.
Oh, good.
Are you reading this?
Just how racist is it? Oh, I'm starting to see.
You see what I mean, right?
A woman named Eugene Pallett plays a character named Hop Wu.
Yeah. Chinese merchant Hop Wu.
Unless Eugene Pallett is just an incredibly Americanized name, or
I do want to stop you. I think that Eugene Pallett is a guy.
I'm looking at this picture of Cena Owen as Ah Wu.
Different one. Different white person.
I think it's yellow face.
I think
is
it's
it
that.
Not?
I think it's definitely that.
Oh. By the way, I got a little flustered there because I was going through the other notebook I use. Mm. Cappy Ricks. That was the other lost film. Cappy Ricks.
Right.
Step one from last week. Anyway, not a lot of great links off of this page.
Yeah. Chinatown. What do you think of Chinatown?
It
just seems to be general purpose Chinatown.
Like Chinatown anywhere.
Like writ large.
I guess that's probably the best thing we got.
Because
maybe it's a good thing that The Highbinders is lost.
Yeah, I think it might be a good thing.
Step two, Chinatown.
Yeah, historically any ethnic enclave of Chinese or Han people outside China, Taiwan, and Singapore. See,
I work near Chinatown in New York.
Oh yeah. Here's my thing. Maybe there's a London Chinatown.
Ooh. Locations.
Europe. Yep. Chinatown, London.
Okay. So wait, but it'll take us directly to Chinatown, London, not
To London.
Should we do it?
Well, let me see. I don't see any other
Oh, I see England. Yeah.
I think either one is going to be a step.
Yeah.
Let's go
Chinatown, London.
Okay, yeah.
Step three, Chinatown, London.
All right, should we just... We can read a little bit about Chinatown in London.
I mean...
Yeah.
The thing that's curious to me...
Yes.
Is that... What would I get out of... What would I, as a tourist, if I was in London, get out of going to London's Chinatown?
You like, get to experiencing, you get to experience ordering Chinese food from people who have English accents, I would imagine.
I guess that's a weird novelty I could consciously partake in.
It's just like, why you go to London to hear people with English accents? That's the whole reason to be there, right?
Yeah, but...
So
you're saying I want to get the whole breadth of that experience. Yeah, I want to hear English accents in every possible setting.
It's like the tourist board of London says, it's like where you're from, but we have English accents here.
Oh, so you're saying that... Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Because I'm imagining being in the especially British part of London.
Yeah.
And being like, wow, look at how British this is.
Yeah.
It's so distinctively British.
Right.
But you're saying, no... Really, what I'm overlooking is the fact that it's going to be mostly the same, except
yes.
Everybody has English accents.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It's like where you're from, wherever you're from, except we're English here.
Because all places are the same except for their accents.
That's the main difference between places, yeah.
Which makes it weird that Chinatowns can even be a thing as cultural enclaves, because all places are the same except for accents.
Yeah, that does get a little...
My world is starting to really be stretched and kind of pulled apart at the seams here.
Yeah, let's move on. I'm going to click
on
London.
Let's move on. Okay.
All right.
See, you got some pictures here. They got a big old Ferris wheel. They got a clock. They got some tall... Oh, actually, no, you know what? It does look like pretty much every other place.
Yeah, everywhere's got a big Ferris wheel.
God damn it. Everything's just the fucking same.
Everything's all the same. The bridge, this bridge?
And I can already do a British accent.
The Tower Bridge? It looks like the fucking Fremont Bridge in Portland, Oregon.
You're kind of right. You're kind of right.
Who even cares?
Why travel?
Who cares?
Why
go anywhere?
See the world?
Okay, here we go. We're definitely about to find Arsenal. Looking at all of the football teams. There we go.
All of them. But Caitlin, I regret to tell you.
We didn't beat
this
it.
This is five steps again.
Fuck.
We've been, we haven't been bested by Arsenal FC. We got there twice, but we haven't improved on our score. Honestly, the only thing that might get us there faster is like a soccer stub.
Yeah. I think that would definitely get us there fast.
Should we try round three?
Yeah, let's do it.
Or is it like everything else? It's just going to be the same. Everything is the same except for accents. We could do a round three. We could do our silliest accents,
no,
but we're still going to fucking get there in five steps.
That's just places, okay?
Okay, it's just every place in the world is the same.
It's just the meat space places.
All right, well, take me to cyberspace one last time.
Okay, one last time, baby. One last run. Uh-oh. This is a song, I Wish. It's a song by J-pop idol group Morning Musume.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Olympic Games. That's where I'm going.
Oh, shit. Oh, actually, this might be
this
faster.
Might do it.
Okay. Olympic Games.
Okay. Sports. Skiing. Figure skating. Ice skating. Other kinds of skiing.
Uh-oh.
It's definitely on here. Just be patient. We'll find it.
I mean, it's like a centerpiece.
It's, yeah. Definitely.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. FIFA. I see the word football.
Oh, no. I think...
Okay, no link. We're going to try to find an earlier mention of the word football.
The best we could do is five steps.
You, Matt, don't do this to me.
I'm seeing the wiki space fold out infinitely in front of me, and it just says from whatever random point you start at, it's five steps to get to Arsenal.
Don't do this to me every time, Matt. Don't do this
branching
to me.
Branching trees ad infinitum, all adding up.
Okay, here's what we're gonna
to
do.
Five.
What are, this is step two.
Uh-huh.
Okay, host nations and cities. We're gonna try to find London on here.
Oh, clever.
2012 games in
that
London.
Doesn't link London.
A fucking course, London's not a link. That just means it's on this page earlier up, okay? That's all this means.
It might be.
There we go, London.
Wait, does that mean?
Yep. I told you.
four steps.
We gotta finish. I gotta actually finish it though, just to say I did.
You gotta click it just for that personal serotonin hit. Yeah. Hell yeah. Four steps, baby. What?
That's tied for our PR, right?
That's tied for the shortest number of steps we've done yet.
And the most times we've gotten to it, right?
We just bing bang boom. Yeah. Two records tied. I mean, go us.
I think
we should leave it at that.
I think so too.
Especially since things got so weird towards the end. You were really clutching those final moments, and I was just spiraling out into infinity.
Yeah, I was
clearly
like
that. I was doing the wrong path.
I was like the Patrick Stewart of this Arsenal team, and you were like the Noel Gallagher.
Oi, bruv! I told you it's Liam, not Noel.
Okay, sorry. Excuse me. They both look the same to me.
I'd say you were more the Jack the Ripper.
Oh yeah.
Jack the Ripper.
Is he the clutch goal scorer of the team?
He's a clutch something.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm legally allowed to tell you what.
Do you cover up him on the screen whenever it looks like he's about to spring into action?
You definitely do for your own well being. Yeah. He's not on the official lineup. That's for damn sure. There's just an arcane rune where his number would be on his jersey. This has been yet another episode of Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Matthew Olson. I can be hunted down ruthlessly like Jack the Ripper hunts his prey on Twitter. All you need to know is it's at Matthew Olson, but you need to know how to spell it right. You need to know two things. You can find this show on Twitter. It's at Get to That. And you can find it on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT. Please go on iTunes and rate and subscribe and leave us a review if you would like, because it'll help us out, and that means you'll get our episodes when they come out.
Speaking of which, I'm going to have to, up on the Twitter, I'm going to have to put the a picture of the special gift that our...
Oh, yes!
Our chosen reviewer won. I'll throw that up there sometime this week.
Caitlin completed the hand... written, calligraphied, Loser Cry, Baby James poster. And it is so good. You did such a great job.
Thank you. I can be reached on Twitter at bestkabest, BESTKABEST. And Matt said all the other stuff.
I didn't say all the other stuff.
What other stuff? Tweet at us.
Tweet at us. Thank you again to AJ Filari for the week's topic.
I was about to say that. Devin Sova... at Devin_Sova. Hey, thanks for the follow. Send us
thanks
a topic.
For the follow.
Do send us topic suggestions as well.
All right. Caitlin, I got one last question for you.
Yeah?
It's a humdinger.
Yeah, is it?
It'll leave you scratching your head for a good long while, I think.
I'm ready. Hit me.
What if technology bad, though?
What if Matt's British accent bad, though?
It is. Love.
I know.